When you start speaking source code truth, they have to attack you. You might say, what's source code truth? Rightly dividing everything down to its source, its root. How do you do that? You break it into parts. You eventually get to a common denominator. And a common denominator is revealed in the words. You don't have to go to CERN. You know, CERN's trying to break down the particles into the little parts, right? Well, the sad part is, those particles have a name. Why do they name all their particles? Because in the beginning was the Word. If CERN can break particles down into parts, why do they need to name them? Because words are the secret. Somebody says numbers are the secret. Well, why do you have to name a number? If a number is a secret, why do you have to name it? Words are the secret. When you break the words into parts, you see the hologram, you see the source, you see the fractal hologram, you see the story that's everywhere.
Welcome to Things, how can I help you?
Yeah, let me get a chopped chicken queue with baked beans and slaw and a large ice water.
All right, chopped chicken queue with the slaw, slaw water, baked beans and a water, $6.78.
Okay, and so I think she gave me the wrong deal, but well, it's all right, that's fine. Let me finish this and you put it on pause. So, breaking the words down into parts. And not only that, they spoke in heaven words that John the Revelator could understand. When an angel comes down and speaks to a human, he speaks in words, logical words. When God speaks to you, if you ever heard God's voice, He speaks in words. Man uses the numbers. Man uses the digits. You know, you see 01. What is that about? 01. That's the flesh versus the spirit. The 0 represents the female. The 1 represents the male. Flesh versus spirit. Head and body. The flesh follows after. Her desire shall be to her husband. She chases the man. The flesh follows the spirit. Now, when the flesh is in the flesh mind, it's anti. But when a person gets saved and gets the spirit mind, it's in tune. It's in oneness. So words, not numbers, can reveal, and not CERN. CERN's not going to reveal the whole truth. The words will, but CERN won't. When you break a word down, yeah, so they gave me the wrong thing, but that's all right. I'm not worried about it. They gave me the wrong order like normal. Society, everybody's gone into delusions pretty much. 98% of your Gentiles are in total delusion. Your churches and everything. The legalist, you know, there's three kinds of churches: legalist, traditionalist, and emotionalist. And they worship, they don't even know. Those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth, but they try to put some kind of tradition or emotion or legalism or rule-based living on it, you know. The whole system's upside down because it's the flesh. It's the machine. It's the matter. Matter. It's upside down. It's reverse. It's bizarro land. It's anti. Somebody asked me last week, said, what do you think about abortion? What are you talking about? It's murder. The Bible says, in the womb, you created me. You knitted me together. It's a human in the body. Is it a human? Are you birthing a human? Are you birthing some kind of amoeba? They call it a fetus because it's a lie. A fetus means baby. They want to hide it. Let's call it instead of calling it baby, let's call it a fetus. The word fetus means baby. Come on. The reason the women want to reject it because they're guilty of it, and they don't want to admit they're a murderer. But a murderer can get saved. Somebody asked me if the gays could. Yeah, they can get saved. Murderers can get saved. The gays can get saved. But it's a renewal of the heart. It's a spiritual birth. The women can get saved. The men can get saved. Anybody can be saved. But if God starts sending you into strong delusions and more delusions, and you keep rejecting the truth, you're going to get worse and worse and worse. And eventually he'll give you over to a reprobate mind. It doesn't matter if you're a murderer. It doesn't matter if it's the gay movement. I mean, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. That's obvious. It's not even a question. It don't even make sense. How could a man be attracted to a man? It's not possible. It's not possible. A woman has curves. A woman is a receiver. She receives. The man has the seed. He gives. It's a typology of Christ in the church. And to destroy the types and shadows takes a mind that's totally lost. Whether it's a murderer, whether it's a thief, whether it's a covetousness, whatever it is, everybody's guilty of something. And the Bible says if you committed one sin, you committed them all, using God's name in vain. All of it's a sin. The flesh is nothing but sin. Apostle Paul said the flesh is nothing but sin. Who can be saved? For God so loved the world that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Anybody can be saved. Who gets saved? The ones that admit they're sinners. People ask me questions all the time. I tell them, I usually, if it's in the real world, I usually say, you don't really want to hear what I have to think about it. You really don't want to hear my answer. Yeah, I do. And then I say, well, it's murder. Oh, that's your opinion. No, it ain't my opinion. It's the Bible. It's Bible. I don't go by my opinion. When I was married, I'd say something. She said, that's your opinion. No, it ain't. It's the Bible. Well, that's your opinion. That's your interpretation. You can't help but interpret that way because you rightly divide it. But if you can't rightly divide the word of truth, it's because you have no truth in you. She had no truth. She couldn't rightly divide the truth. Raised in church. I'm not a sinner. She was lost, but she was raised in it. She was hell-bound sinner and thought she was saved and had everybody convinced and believing that she was saved. Because she made her outward appearance look good. It was a Facebook experience in the real world. Put stuff on postcards, stuff. Look at what I'm doing. Look at me. It's a Pentecostal psyops, all it was. Total ridiculous. The flesh, the energy of the flesh is ridiculous. It's insanity, to be honest with you. It's insane. Man is born in sin. The heart of man is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Who can be saved? All men can be saved. God wants all men to be saved, come to knowledge of truth. Who's worse than anybody else? Everybody's just as bad as anybody else. If you don't take a shower, your feet stink, your underarms stink, if you don't brush your teeth, your mouth, your breath stinks, your hair stinks, you got dead fingernails or dead fingernails, your hair is dead skin, you got skin falling off like a snake, that ought to tell you something. You got a tailbone like a reptile, that ought to tell you something. You're under blue letter law. The sky's blue because you're in the flesh. You're going to the grave 6 foot under. F is the letter six. F'd. You're F'd because you're going 6 foot. Your body's going six. Without Jesus, you're in trouble. You're in a lot of trouble. Without the blood covering, you're in a lot of trouble. Your words stink. Everybody's a witch or a warlock in a way because they say curse words, and they're cursing themselves, really. Your sin stinks to the high heaven. Your heart stinks to the high heaven. Your mind stinks to the high heaven. Everything about you stinks. Doesn't mean you have to stay that way. You can renew your mind in the inner man. You can learn to love your neighbor as yourself. You can learn to forgive. You can learn to be in joy and truth. You can grow in grace and truth. You can learn to separate from the world. Keep yourself unspotted from the world. You can grow into that kind of stuff. Your past is not who you are. If you get saved, you don't have to live in the past. You know what stinks more than anything? The Bible says to speak. Okay, so when you have somebody who's doing wrong, let's just say they're doing wrong. I worked for this manager one time. He never spoke bad about anybody. He never spoke bad about anybody. And even though they were doing bad, even though they were in the wrong, he never spoke bad. Speak evil of no man. There's one judge and there's one lawgiver. Now, the Bible does say judge stuff, you know, because you got to protect yourself. You don't want to be naive. You want to judge what's going on around you. Yes, everybody's guilty and deserves to go to hell, except for the blood of Jesus and the finished work of Jesus. Everybody's going to hell unless they get saved by faith. But the evil that I'm talking about, whether it's Yahoo News, Google, YouTube, whatever, it's people speaking evil, especially of things they don't even know. It's hearsay. Let everything be established by two or three witnesses. What's more evil than anything is to speak about something you don't even have any knowledge of. To make stuff up, to lie about somebody that's not even true because you weren't even there and it's not even real. False witnesses. That's pretty much more evil than anything because that's murder because you're trying to murder somebody's character based on stuff usually that's not even true. Even with this trial with this, what's her name, who was the head of the Theranos, we don't know really what went on. Looks like she was a con artist. Looks like she was scamming. She could have been manipulated by somebody, or she could have been manipulating other people. Who knows? But my point is, wow, the bag just broke that they gave me because it was leaking out. I'll do this later. It's just ridiculous how people have lost their minds. They don't care about anything. They defame, don't even know the deal. They don't have any conviction of sin at all. That's the sad part.